I mean, the early Superman stuff, a lot of people don't realise this, but there was an editor at that time called Mort Wiesinger.
Right.
Who has got a reputation in comics as being one of the most brutal and brutalising editors that anybody ever worked for. Apparently, most of the stuff in Superman was all stuff that came out of him under analysis.
Right.
Presumably his family had come to America after some pogroms.
Yeah.
Somewhere in Eastern Europe. And so there you've got the home planet that was destroyed. And all of these other dopey elements of the Superman myth, you suddenly trace them back to this very flawed and unlikable but kind of tragic human being.
That's strange, isn't it? Because we've been talking about trying to find some kind of psychological justification for all these superhero archetypes, and then you find, right, it's been there under your nose all the time.
All the time. If I ever was going to handle the Superman story again, I'd probably want to start with the story of Mort Wiesinger, how this guy had come to create this American legend out of his own neuroses.
And it is a very American legend, that the immigrant arriving in a new country,
isn't
it?
It's the American story. Yeah. I mean, I know that because of Nietzsche, the Superman myth does lend itself very well to fascism, but it's worth remembering that during the Second World War, the Germans referred to Superman as Super Jew.
Right.
Because he'd been created by two Jewish guys from Cleveland,
yeah.
Siegel and Shuster. In the early comics industry, there were an awful lot of Jewish people there.
Yeah, it's almost as if those European expatriates on the run from pogroms arrive in America, and the only way they could, their only contribution to the war effort was being able to create these propaganda figures that in four-colour comic books would be fighting the Nazis.
Yeah, but they can't fight the Nazis. Yeah. It doesn't look like anybody can fight the Nazis, but they're going to invent somebody in a tight costume and a cape who can throw Hitler over the moon,
yeah.
You know?